Fairbanks turned out last night to support the family of a baby who died last week as the result of child abuse. The event was organized by Interior Alaska Native leaders for the family of 2-year-old Jacob Williams, who died of injuries inflicted by his mother's boyfriend. Williams' family is from Allakaket, and last night's gathering raised money for funeral services in the village. One of the organizers, Tisha Simmons, says there was also a broader goal.
You know, it's a really good opportunity for us to make something good come out of a really tragic situation. And if you look around the crowd tonight, I think you'll see the diversity of people that are attending tonight and the passion that is being shown to stand against child abuse.
Hundreds of people turned out to buy food, auction items, and raffle tickets, and listen to speakers address domestic violence and child abuse awareness and prevention. Reverend Anna Frank says people are feeling sad and angry and asking questions about abusive relationships.
Why do they stay in that situation? A lot of them think that this is what love is all about. And some of them stay in the situation because they're lonely, they think they couldn't get anybody else, and they would rather stay there than move on. So we need to educate the young men and women on how to become healthy. Healthiness is what we want.
Reverend Frank says information on how to recognize abusive people and get out of dangerous situations needs to be continually pushed. She laid the responsibility on agencies, organizations, and individuals. The man accused in Jacob Williams' death, Carl Delbert David Jr., is jailed on a first-degree assault charge. District Attorney Mike Gray says a grand jury is expected to convene this week and will likely up the charge to second-degree murder.